At Marathon gas stations, every stop is the start of fun. Like the awesome fuel savings you can get with Marathon Rewards. Join Marathon Rewards today and start earning rewards on every gallon of gas. You can redeem rewards at any time, saving up to $1 per gallon. And don't forget, Marathon stations are packed with all the conveniences you need to stock up and live life on the go. Marathon, where fun runs on full. Available at participating Marathon locations. Terms and conditions apply. See marathonrewards.com for details. College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe, go spicy, go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel, play your game. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Skincare experts and dermatologists have often touted the benefits of indoor humidity as essential for healthy, glowing skin. But did you know dry air can start to harm your skin in as little as 30 minutes? For years, many people have relied on humidifiers for better skin, sleep, and overall wellness. But traditional models? Bulky, mold-prone, and difficult to maintain. That's where Canopy Humidifier comes in. Recommended by leading dermatologists, Canopy is a completely reimagined humidifier designed to elevate any space, offering the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's clean moisture combats dryness, dullness, and fine lines while strengthening the skin's barrier and boosting the effectiveness of topical skincare products. With its sleek design, Canopy is the cleanest and easiest humidifier on the market. With its unique technology, cleaning is as easy as popping it in the dishwasher. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code PODCAST at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Your skin will thank you.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, you made it to Friday. How about that? Some of you have a little bit of snow on the ground this morning. I know I have a friend who listener as well, who may be listening on his drive into work right now, but he lives up north of Alton in God's country up there on a farm, and they had snow covering some of their grass and driveway as of about 4 or 5 hours ago. So that snow system kind of moved through and hit the northern parts of our listening area overnight. So you might have a few traffic problems up there. The main metro area didn't get anything. I barely saw any evidence of moisture in my house out west.
But tomorrow we're supposed to get some.
Tomorrow,
and that
yeah.
would mean that theoretically, MoDOT and maybe IDOT, if they're supposed to get some on the Illinois side, they should be out pre-treating the roads today.
Alert. Watch out for, we hope, trucks from MoDOT spraying down the roads and preparing for this. Now, they'll tell you, you know what they're going to tell you? They're going to tell you, hey, the liquid brine we put down doesn't work when it's 4 degrees, which is what it's going to be Sunday morning. So I remember that story from my reporting days we can put it down, but it's either the rain's going to wash it away, or it only works down to a certain temperature and then it doesn't work anymore. So if you get an inch of snow Saturday and they don't get it all cleaned off the roads in time, it's going to freeze overnight Saturday into Sunday. So you could have a few issues there, but at least we know we've warned them in advance.
We've done what we can. MoDOT, it's going to snow. Heads up. IDOT, do you hear that?
You live in the Midwest. There is the possibility of white stuff this time of year. I don't know, but we'll see about that. Coming up, I do know what we do have. We have Congressman Eric Burleson on. Glad to have him on. Anxious to get his thoughts on the attempt to fix health care yesterday by the Republicans, which of course failed because Rand Paul and all of the Democrats voted against it. So that didn't get us anywhere. We'll talk to him about that. We've also got J.J. Carafano, who's going to give us his thoughts on this big tanker full of oil that we commandeered and took back to a port in America where apparently we're going to keep the oil, which legally we're allowed to do. They violated sanctions. It's certainly not the first time the United States has done this. under the Trump administration or under the Biden administration or under the Obama administration. It's a very normal thing that has happened when sanctions have been applied like this. So we'll find out what Jim thinks about what's going on in that neck of the woods. Still ahead, we'll also, of course, get to Annie Fry, who is doing some great work today, taking her show live out to St. Charles County to the Ruler Foods out there, and they're doing a food drive for the holidays to help people out who are in need. Love health supporting her in that, as she always supports me with my Responder Rescue ATF raffle that we help out with every year. So we'll have her on about 8:45 this morning. Right now, I want to get to the top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
So if your department then deports anyone with an ongoing asylum application, you are violating the law, correct?
Yeah, Dan Goldman trying to mix it up with Kristi Noem yesterday, and he lost miserably. So she chewed up and spit out a couple of these Democrats who clearly came in with what were supposed to be gotcha moments, including one where they claimed she had deported a medal-winning American soldier and finds out he had an old deportation order from years ago and a criminal record. So this guy got his lunch handed to him as well.
We haven't seen bruising like this on the hands of other presidents. Obviously, he's 79 years old. And there is something going on with his health that they're not telling us, because otherwise, why did he have that MRI?
Oh, Jake Tapper, there must be something wrong with Donald Trump, even though for four straight years, even though he then wrote a book about it afterwards, Jake Tapper never questioned Joe Biden's mental health or physical health. It's just surprising, isn't it?
We're working on a package of legislation that will reduce premiums for all Americans, not just 7% of them. And I've been talking to every one of these colleagues in the tough districts about that. So stay tuned. There's more to come.
Sounds like we need a reconciliation bill, doesn't it? That's Mike Johnson. We will talk to Eric Burleson about that coming up, because I'm sure he witnessed what happened in the Senate yesterday. And a lot of people just want to go along to get along and pass more subsidies. Quit wasting the taxpayers' money.
We went in with those B-2s, and we, and now I can use the word because it's been confirmed by the Atomic Energy Commission, we obliterated their nuclear capability, their potential.
Yep, President Trump speaking out on Iran, and, you know, it's not a situation, as he mentioned at the time, where they could really go in and investigate and look at the sites where they dropped the big bunker buster bombs. I know that's not the official name for them, but when they dropped those bombs on Iran, I mean, they could tell by the satellite photos they'd done a lot of damage. And now they've got an international committee that has come out and said that it basically obliterated what they were trying to do there in Iran. That's good news, right? I mean, and he was talking about this in the context of the peace plan that's been supported by a lot of the Arab states in the Middle East, because he says that wouldn't have gone forward without this. Listen to Cut 12.
Did a big thing when we went in with this very plane right here, this beautiful plane. We went in with those B-2s, and we, and now I can use the word because it's been confirmed by the Atomic Energy Commission, we obliterated their nuclear capability, their potential. And their nuclear capability would have been there in about 2 months. I think it looked like it was, some people say 2 weeks. I don't know if it's 2 weeks, but a very short period of time. They were very close to having massive nuclear weapons. And these guys went in and they did a job. And that made peace possible, because everybody was afraid of Iran. And now they're not afraid of Iran anymore. And Iran would like to.
Yeah, now they're not afraid of Iran anymore. To his bigger point here, and Jim Carafano, who'll be up in a minute, could probably explain this a lot better than me. The steps taken before that bombing of Iran had an equally large impact on the region, eliminating the problem in with the Houthis and some of the other attacks they were getting from the north of Israel The fact that Syria had basically disintegrated and was no longer a hotbed of terrorist activities where they were launching rockets, all of those things combined with the bombing of Iran made possible the ability to coalesce and bring and stop this war in Gaza, which I heard a report yesterday. Reardon had a lady on who was a Jewish lady who had gone to Israel. They're going to stay there for a month. And had been there right after the war. And she said, when you walk down the streets in Israel, there are paintings on the side of the walls with Donald Trump's face on them. She said Donald Trump is a folk hero in Israel right now, much more so than Netanyahu. A lot of them in the poll show don't like Netanyahu, but they all love Donald Trump in Israel for what he has done and helped facilitate in that peace process. I know there's still trouble flaring up because you are dealing with insane people in Hamas. But overall, if he doesn't win the Nobel Peace Prize for that one, they should probably just stop handing it out, I'll have to say. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Jim Carafano, of course, national and foreign security expert with the Heritage Foundation. And then at the bottom of the hour, we get to the Capitol beat. It is Congressman Eric Burleson, who's got some pretty strong ideas, too, on what we need to do to fix this health care problem. We'll be right back.
At Marathon gas stations, every stop is the start of fun, like the awesome fuel savings you can get with Marathon Rewards. Join Marathon Rewards today and start earning rewards on every gallon of gas. You can redeem rewards at any time, saving up to $1 per gallon. And don't forget, Marathon stations are packed with all the conveniences you need to stock up and live life on the go. Marathon, where fun runs on full. Available at participating Marathon locations. Terms and conditions apply. See marathonrewards.com for details. College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe. Go spicy. Go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Skincare experts and dermatologists have often touted the benefits of indoor humidity as essential for healthy, glowing skin. But did you know dry air can start to harm your skin in as little as 30 minutes? For years, many people have relied on humidifiers for better skin, sleep, and overall wellness. But traditional models? Bulky, mold-prone, and difficult to maintain. That's where Canopy Humidifier comes in. Recommended by leading dermatologists, Canopy is a completely reimagined humidifier designed to elevate any space, offering the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's clean moisture combats dryness, dullness, and fine lines while strengthening the skin's barrier and boosting the effectiveness of topical skincare products. With its sleek design, Canopy is the cleanest and easiest humidifier on the market. With its unique technology, cleaning is as easy as popping it in the dishwasher. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code PODCAST at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Your skin will thank you.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone. T-bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Lots of controversy out there, of course, regarding the drug boats that were bombing off the coast of Venezuela. It's a bad time to be a drug boat runner these days. I saw a meme the other day that said one of the Venezuelan drug runners, "I can't believe how quickly I'm being promoted within this organization. I must be doing a great job. I get to drive the boat tomorrow." I mean, that's kind of how it is, right? They got job openings all over the place down there. If you're a good boat driver and you like to haul illicit drugs, it may be a little dangerous. Maybe you get a little bonus pay for that. I don't know. Now we have intercepted, a tanker. And that oil is at an American port right now. Let's get to Jim Carafano, please.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
All right, Jim, welcome back. How are you, my friend?
So I'm in a bit of a fix, brother, because I was actually thinking about a career change late in life. And first I was going to go into drug smuggling, but that didn't seem very – so then I thought I'll go into the, shadow oil fleet business. And so now I'm just rethinking my career choices, and I'm kind of at a dead end. So do you guys have any openings at the studio for, like, a custodial janitor or anything?
It'd be a much safer position for you, I think, Jim, if that's what you're thinking about doing. How about the hubbub over this? You know, this happened under the Biden administration. If you've got sanctions against somebody for something like this, what they did was perfectly legal.
Absolutely. And look, first of all, I think the complaints from the left are not the problem. It just shows how ridiculous they are, that they're only against anything, you know, Trump was for. If, you know, they're probably against Christmas because, you know, Trump has a Christmas tree. But the bigger issue here is, I mean, I think it is pretty clear. You know, I called it the Anaconda strategy because I don't know what else to call it, right? This idea we're going to squeeze Maduro until he kind of pops. The real challenge for the president is, it's still, he's not in a regime change. He's not in a nation building. So he's got it. The trick is he's going to bring Maduro down, which is great. Really hurt the cartels, which is awesome. Hurt the Chinese and the Russians and all the Islamic, which is, and the Cubans, which is great. But he has to do it in a way that he doesn't, you know, the old Colin Powell thing, you break it, you buy it.
Yes.
He doesn't want to buy Venezuela. And I don't think we have to. It's actually a very rich country. The difference between Venezuela and Iraq is, you know, Iraq had Iran next door. And they could just throw gasoline on the fire. Venezuela is surrounded by countries that would actually like Venezuela to not be a narco state. So, but you know, much like he's doing in Gaza, where he has driven the agenda, but the United States isn't owning the Gaza problem. In fact, he's outsourced about 80% of that. He needs a similar model in Venezuela. If he does that, then I think he'll get through this pretty successfully. And I think it'll be a huge shift in, you know, terms of reimposing the Monroe Doctrine and bringing stability to theater and pushing threats out of the theater. It'll be an awesome achievement if he does it exactly right.
Jim, the question is, what will they do with that oil that was seized? And it was Peter Ducey who was asking Caroline Leavitt yesterday, you know, hey, would Donald Trump consider using that to help with this affordability issue that everyone keeps talking about?
Well, that's of course utter nonsense that a tanker of Venezuelan oil is going to solve, you know, the affordability issue in the United States. It's kind of a stupid question. And somehow if the United States needed this oil tanker to bring down the price of oil, is just nonsensical. It's like we are running a bathtub with the faucets on full and somebody walks in with a teacup of water and pours it in the bathtub and say, look, problem solved. So it's a bit of a distraction that somehow this is about the United States stealing oil so we can make, you know, reduce the price of gas. It's just, it's not a real thing.
I said maybe we should just dump it straight into the strategic reserve. I mean, it's going to be not a huge contribution, but every little bit helps after Biden drained it, right?
Well, actually, look, I'm not a maritime lawyer, but I think the law on this is actually pretty clear of what the U.S. can and cannot do with assets seized. And so the answer is, because we are a rule of law country here under this president, the U.S. will just follow the law. It's not a big issue. But, you know, but it's hilarious to watch MSNBC say, oh, Trump's just doing this because he's trying to deal with the affordability crisis. I mean, this whole thing about, have you ever heard the term affordability crisis before?
They cooked it up.
It's nonsense. Yeah. So they don't have to talk about the Biden inflation and all the and the corruption and the graft and all the money they wasted. But somehow it's, you know, just Donald Trump getting elected created, you know, an affordability crisis. The whole thing. And honestly, anytime we kind of talk about, I think even just talking about this thing is just stupid because we're just playing on their ground.
I know, you know? I know. But they're dumb like Fox, right? I mean, they know that the mainstream media has picked it up and now it's the word of the day and everybody's talking about it. What I do think we can all agree on, I said earlier, the president's team, and I'm sure Susie Wiles is working this, has to craft the message a little better. I mean, I read a story this morning that I hadn't seen anywhere else, Jim. The Epoch Times is reporting it. I don't see it in the mainstream media yet, that the U.S. trade deficit fell to a five-year low as exports surge. Well, why did that happen? It happened because of the president's trade policies and his tariff negotiations.
Yeah, I look, like many of the left kind of throw me a lifeline with no, you know, no float attached to it or anything.
Yeah.
I think it's a questionable strategy because it's betting that when people walk into the election booth at the midterm elections, they're going to be worse off. And I mean, all the economic predictions, I think, suggest that that's not true, that the tax cuts are going to kick in, the investments are going to kick in, interest rates are coming down. That people won't be feeling this. It'll kind of ring hollow in November. So that's I think it's a bad bet to bet that and you know, and there's actually something wrong with the Democratic Party when they want the economy to fail so they can win at the ballot box. I mean, that's just kind of pathetic, really.
Well, I mean, they're in desperate times, I would imagine. if you're Hakeem Jeffries or Chuck Schumer, they've latched onto the health insurance issue and hoping that's right. Going to salvage them out of all
right.
of this.
So they're going to make sure we don't have a deal to reduce people's insurance premiums because they think it'll help about this. So I would say if this has put the Democrats in desperate times, I hope for them there's never an end of time.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. I see that for sure. On the immigration issue, I mean, that's something else they need to tout, and they're trying to turn that around on him too. But I've never seen a better spokesperson for this administration than either Stephen Miller or Tom Homan.
Yeah, I actually think that that's not going to play well for them either in the end. I think when, you know, voters see what happens in their communities, that's what really influences their votes in November. And I think the reality is every place that we're doing this, you know, communities have been better off for it.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Let's hope they're paying attention. Jim, have safe travels, my friend. Are you around next week?
Yeah, I am. And if you hear of any good job openings, you know, drop me a line. And nothing in Venezuela though.
Okay, we'll keep it north of the border. Thanks,
yeah,
Jim.
Be helpful. Thank you.
All right, see you, my friend. We appreciate that. That's funny. There's lots of openings down in Venezuela right now. It's weird. They just can't fill those positions anymore. The people just disappear off the face of the earth. sometimes it takes two hits to make that happen, but that's all right. If you're a narco-terrorist, that's the risk of the job these days. Comes with the title. Coming up, Congressman Eric Burleson. He's had some pretty strong thoughts on health care reform. And, of course, the vote failed yesterday in the Senate to try to fix it. We'll see what he says about that straight ahead.
At Marathon gas stations, every stop is the start of fun. Like the awesome fuel savings you can get with Marathon Rewards. Join Marathon Rewards today and start earning rewards on every gallon of gas. You can redeem rewards at any time, saving up to $1 per gallon. And don't forget, Marathon stations are packed with all the conveniences you need to stock up and live life on the go. Marathon, where fun runs on full. Available at participating Marathon locations. Terms and conditions apply. See marathonrewards.com for details. College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe. Go spicy. Go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Skincare experts and dermatologists have often touted the benefits of indoor humidity as essential for healthy, glowing skin. But did you know dry air can start to harm your skin in as little as 30 minutes? For years, many people have relied on humidifiers for better skin, sleep, and overall wellness. But traditional models? Bulky, mold-prone, and difficult to maintain. That's where Canopy Humidifier comes in. Recommended by leading dermatologists, Canopy is a completely reimagined humidifier designed to elevate any space, offering the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's clean moisture combats dryness, dullness, and fine lines while strengthening the skin's barrier and boosting the effectiveness of topical skincare products. With its sleek design, Canopy is the cleanest and easiest humidifier on the market. With its unique technology, cleaning is as easy as popping it in the dishwasher. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code PODCAST at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Your skin will thank you.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
You've probably heard it said, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And that idea applies not just to words, but to the way you move through life. It's about setting an example, taking the lead, and adapting to whatever comes your way. That's why people love the Range Rover Sport. It's a vehicle that embodies that mindset, blending power, poise, and performance. With its distinctly British design and exquisite interiors, it's immediately clear this isn't just a car. It's a statement. Inside, innovations like the cabin air purification system and active noise cancellation create a level of comfort and control that feels effortless. And with 7 terrain modes and a choice of powerful engines, including a plug-in hybrid with an estimated range of 53 miles, the Range Rover Sport balances raw power with refinement. Dynamic, agile, and truly instinctive, it reflects a confident, intentional way of driving and living. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/US/sport.
We're working on a package of legislation that will reduce premiums for all Americans, not just 7% of them. And I've been talking to every one of these colleagues in the top districts about that. So stay tuned. There's more to come.
Capital Beat.
All right, we have Congressman Eric Burleson on the phone with us this morning on the Capitol Beat, and of course with the 7th Congressional District. And good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
Yeah, you heard Mike Johnson there talking about health care reform. I mean, basically what we're talking about is health insurance reform, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, that's what a lot of this time wants to talk about. I think that if you look at my plan, the MAHA plan addresses not just health insurance reform, but health care reform as well. We've got to increase the supply of doctors. As you know, the markets are very simple. It's a supply-demand issue. And what we've done is, on the insurance side, is the demand. So, yes, we need to force people from purchasing or increasing the demand of the insurance that they don't really need, right? So purchasing more than they need. And on the supply side, we can address it by saying, let's get more doctors in the pipeline. Let's make it cheaper for doctors to go through residency schools, open up more slots in residency schools and medical schools, make it easier for patients to get access to many more drugs, and not have to get a prescription for all of the drugs that they currently have to get a prescription for, make it easier for them to go to direct primary care, all of these kind of things would address the supply side.
Yeah, well, you know, I heard, of course, Chuck Schumer wants to hang this all around the necks of Republicans, but what happens next, in your opinion, Eric? I mean, clearly there aren't enough votes in the Senate to get this past cloture. Do you foresee another government shutdown over it? Do you think there's any chance that Republicans can get enough Democrats to vote for something that's not Obamacare?
I thought this long ago. To me, I've come to the conclusion months ago that this is going to have to be done in reconciliation 2.0. So,
okay.
And what happens is, because if we're going to ask for Democrats to help us pass something, it's going to be a really bad bill.
True.
And if anything that we're going to pass, it's going to have Hyde language, meaning no taxpayer dollars can go to abortions. And at that point, you're not going to get a single Democrat to vote for it, so you might as well go through reconciliation. And if you go through reconciliation, now we're talking. Maybe we could do something really meaningful that would be a good, you know, Republican solution to this disastrous Obamacare.
I'm just curious. I heard someone this morning on the show that comes on before us saying, oh, premiums, because of this vote that happened yesterday, premiums are going to skyrocket in the new year.
Well, I've got news for everybody, and even the people, and I feel bad for people whose premiums are going up, but the sad truth is that they are going up whether we take action or not. People's premiums, on average, if you're on the individual market, were expected to go up about 20%. And by the best accounts, if we pass the extended enhanced subsidies, they're only going to reduce your premium from 20 to maybe 17% increase. So you're still getting a massive increase, and we're going to get blamed either way, right? And then in the meantime, we would be throwing $500 billion after Obamacare, and really be $500 billion being thrown towards insurance companies.
Why still so high? If you pass the subsidies, why would it still be? You said 17%. That is pretty substantial.
Because the way that they work is that you're not giving it to the individual, you're giving it to the insurance company and hoping that they take the money and actually reduce the premiums. And that's not been the case.
Right. No, and they know that it doesn't matter how much they raise the premium because the government will match with the subsidy, correct?
That's right. The government's matching most of it. And so for most people, even with us not passing this year, most people are still getting, you know, their premiums are still zero, which that needs to be corrected because there's a lot of fraud in that process. And actually, the vast majority of people on the exchange have 80% of their premiums subsidized by the federal government, even without the enhanced subsidies. So, look, it just is not a workable solution, and we've got to move away from it. And that's why my plan, and many other conservatives have a similar plan, which is to give people an off-ramp into a new marketplace that has more affordable products that they can pick from, and then save. If you don't want to spend all your dollars, you can save it and pay directly to the provider.
Yeah. Eric Burleson, Congressman from the 7th District, with us this morning. Congressman, you're going to be heading home for the holiday break here shortly. I've just had this question with Jim Carafano, who we had on a few minutes ago from Heritage. And it's this affordability thing, which we know the Democrats have cooked up this name because they want to make an issue out of this.
Right.
And we know, you and I know, the people listening here on my show know, Donald Trump didn't raise those prices during Joe Biden's administration. Joe Biden did. And they're not going to come down overnight. But what do you say to the people in your district when you go back who've latched onto this idea that somehow this is Donald Trump's fault and he's not doing enough to reduce their expenses?
My response is we have done a lot. We have done some amazing things, particularly with the One Big Beautiful Bill. But I'm also going to agree with people because I've been there. I've been on the sidelines frustrated with Republicans when they didn't go far enough and they didn't put everything on the line. And that's why I'm fighting to try to fix this healthcare system. I'm trying to work with folks to figure out how do we make it more easy for people to purchase a home, especially first time home buyers, and get people in back into to where their housing is affordable and their healthcare is affordable, because those are the two top cost drivers. Fuel prices, that's one of the best stories that's going right now. As you know, gasoline is kind of the underwriter for everything that you and I buy, because everything has to be shipped and there's got to be gas burned in order to get it to the shelves and to your doorstep. So the fact that gasoline is, last I checked, Sam's Club had $2.11.
Wow.
$2.11 a gallon. I mean, that's pretty good. I haven't seen that in a long time. And I can only expect it's going to get better from there. But if we can keep gas prices at this rate, that will do a lot to keep the cost of most things down.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Finally, let me ask you about this redistricting issue. Obviously, there's a challenge here in Missouri to what we did. According to Secretary of State Denny Hoskins, they're going to go ahead and institute the new map anyway, but they've still got to go in and count all these out-of-state, people who came in and got signatures on a petition. They're going to handle all that. Big disappointing news out of Indiana, though. I don't know if you have any reaction to what they did there. They had it ready to gain two more Republican seats, and I don't know if they got a bunch of rhinos in their legislature or what, but they voted it down yesterday.
Yeah, and this is every Republican legislature has got one or two complete rhinos. And I mean, there's people that are moderate, and then there's people that are basically working with Democrats to undermine the Republican agenda. And we have one or two of those in Missouri as well, and probably a handful. We have one or two in the Senate, and probably a handful in the House. And it's the job of voters to identify who those people are, those basically wolves in sheep clothing, and to get them out of office. That people have to pay a lot more attention in the primaries as to who is truly a conservative and who isn't.
Yeah, well, I wish there was an easier way to do that. I know at one point some of the Republican committee members at the local district level, the township level, wanted to have a little bit of a litmus test. Like, here, I'm going to send out a questionnaire. Depending on how you answer this, we'll decide on endorsements and who we're pushing. And then, of course, that got a lot of criticism, too. So there are people who don't want to be held accountable, frankly.
Yeah, no, that's right. And they want to slip in and put an R next to their name, even though they stand for basically everything the Democrats do. But it's up to the voters. You've got to do your homework on these people.
Boy, you sure do. Eric Burleson, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Have a great weekend.
Yep. Merry Christmas to you. We appreciate that. I don't know if we'll get him on again before Christmas or not. So we'll just wish him a Merry Christmas and thank him for his time. Kim, what are we talking about on Kim on a Whim?
Well, I don't know if you knew this, but there is a very, very popular Christmas song that you've probably listened to with your kids, and apparently it's racist.
Really?
I'll explain when we come back.
Okay.
Kim on a Whim.
Whoa, we have to stop this. Whoa. This is racist. I cannot believe we just played this on our air. Are people
what
offended? Because I bet you Joy Reid is riling a lot of people up and letting them know that they too should be offended by the Christmas classic Jingle Bells.
And let me guess, not everybody can afford bells.
You might think
you have
that,
to
Mark.
Privilege. If you have bells, you have privilege.
She says that Jingle Bells was written to make fun of black people. She shared this video where it's depicting this man who is in Medford, Massachusetts, near some plaque that supposedly marks the site where James Lord Pierpont is believed to have written the song back in 1850. And in this video, this guy is saying this is where the racist Confederate soldier wrote it to make fun of black people.
Jingle bells, dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Yeah, so they were doing this to have performances where white actors would put on blackface to mock black people. It's saying that the lyrics, "Laughing All the Way," that was likely in reference to a racist comedic routine known as the Laughing Darkie, basically to make fun of black people.
I can't. That I mean, Joy Reid is insane. She has just gone off her rockers. She and Don Lemon have just gone off their rocker.
They've been on. Were they ever on the rocker?
Maybe not. I don't know. But Reid, I mean, we just had her on last week saying something else crazy. What was that earlier this week when we had Joy Reid on?
I can't remember.
She is absolutely some of the stuff she comes up with. I just can't believe it sometimes. Oh, that Trump is not going to leave office.
Oh, that's right. That he did the same thing in 2021, and so he'll clearly do it again.
That the United States of America was founded by killers and leeches, she said the other day. Remember that?
The stuff that she says is so outlandish.
She's crazy.
But it almost makes me wonder, you'll say this isn't true, it almost makes me wonder if some of the stuff she's saying is just for clicks. Not that there's not part of it where she doesn't believe it, but that she is saying things in such a way that is almost rage bait, where she knows that it's going to go viral because of the stupidity of it.
I think she completely embraces her mental illness on a daily basis because I watch her. There's got to be something wrong with you to, number one, to buy into the whole 1619 project thing, which she did, but to go on and, you know, claim that anybody that supports Trump is a Islamophobe and, you know, a racist. She and Don Lemon honestly believe the garbage that comes out of their mouth. Listen to
this. So, you know, this nation was founded by killers who slaughtered 90% of the indigenous people, leeches who glommed off of the indigenous who taught them how to survive in the wilderness and then murdered them as their things and then took all their land. And you want to talk about entitlement. They felt entitled to own other people and they didn't even want to pay taxes on it. So they decided to have a whole war with Britain.
She's crazy.
Yeah, we went to war. We fought the Revolutionary War to protect slavery. Didn't you know that?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Yeah. Does she not realize that by calling everything racism, it's like the boy it's like the boy who cried wolf. There is real racism out there, but when you're calling everything racist, in her mind, a tomato is racist, a dog is racist, the flower outside your house is racist. Like everything is racist, and so that
Jingle
makes
bells.
It waters down actual racism.
I'm trying to go through the lyrics in my head. I can't think of any. You know,
laughing all the way, she has a big problem.
Oh, come
with.
On, you laugh all the way when you're happy at Christmas.
No, it's
why is that
racist, Mark?
It's racist to laugh.
Let's look at some of the lyrics. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh! I bet that's racist.
Well, first
Dashing
of all, you got to have a horse.
Mark, snow is white.
Well, there's
clearly
two.
That's racist.
That could be part of the problem.
Yeah, I think it's because she thinks that people can't afford bells. That's got to be it. Your
I think
initial
it is
theory.
Too. And they've got to be big bells. So if you can't afford big bells to hang on your one-horse sleigh, it's a problem. I don't know about you, but do you then go back and indict even if you had some lyrical evidence that there was something in there that was racist, which I don't see it at all, do you go back and indict every songwriter who existed in a different time in America when it wasn't unusual to see somebody going down the road in a sleigh? You don't see that anymore, or at least rarely. You guys got to go to the country to see it, maybe. You don't see that. So maybe it's cold outside. Remember that controversy a few years
People
ago?
People say it's misogynistic or something.
Oh, it was misogynistic because he was
to
trying
stay.
To... Oh, you got to stay, baby. You don't see it. It's cold outside. I really got to go.
About
it's
that.
Like dragging her back inside like this Michigan coach, forcing her to stay in the house. You never got that out. It was just a playful little song. But you got to write something else into the intent of the author who wrote it at a different time in America.
By the way, we are getting more comments on our text line. I'm not sure I've read these on the air about that ex-Michigan coach the affair
Shamar Moore.
And alleged assault. Yeah. Someone said, I think what Kim is saying is don't smoke and carry around a gas container. Another person says, yes, it's a man's choice, but that choice should have started with a choice not to hire someone you're attracted to.
Yeah, but first of all, and somebody else pointed this out, we have no evidence that he hired her. Now, there is some evidence he increased her pay, and that could have been after the affair started, but this was a 31-year-old woman who had worked in the department for some period of time. I thought, when I first read the story, that she was like some graduate assistant and was 22, 23 years old that he started fooling around with. I mean, this is an adult female who worked in his department that he started having an affair with at some point. I don't know that he hired her. He did apparently bump her pay from 50-some thousand a year to 90, and she was the only one in the department that got that kind of a raise. So that might have raised a few red flags. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I don't... That question is a very simple one to me. You can try to lead me into temptation, but whether I follow or not is completely on me as a individual adult male.
I agree. It's just that if you know you have a problem eating a bunch of cake and you're trying to lose weight, don't go buy your favorite type of cake and hold it in front of your nose and tell yourself, I will not eat it. I will not eat it. I will not eat it. Because eventually you will.
But I don't know. We're not sex addicts. I mean,
I'm not saying you're sex addicts. I'm just saying, it's ultimately on him for doing it. If he did hire her, not smart.
I've got to blame Eve. I think it all gets back to that.
I blame Eve too, honestly.
All right. Coming up, we'll do our Queen of Hearts drawing for Guns and Hoses. We've got the folks from the Illinois Policy Institute. Here's a question for you. Are you smarter than your third grader? Maybe in Illinois you are. We'll be back in a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
At Marathon gas stations, every stop is the start of fun. Like the awesome fuel savings you can get with Marathon Rewards. Join Marathon Rewards today and start earning rewards on every gallon of gas. You can redeem rewards at any time, saving up to $1 per gallon. And don't forget, Marathon stations are packed with all the conveniences you need to stock up and live life on the go. Marathon, where fun runs on full. Available at participating Marathon locations. Terms and conditions apply. See MarathonRewards.com for details.
Skincare experts and dermatologists have often touted the benefits of indoor humidity as essential for healthy, glowing skin. But did you know dry air can start to harm your skin in as little as 30 minutes? For years, many people have relied on humidifiers for better skin, sleep, and overall wellness. But traditional models? Bulky, mold-prone, and difficult to maintain. That's where Canopy Humidifier comes in. Recommended by leading dermatologists, Canopy is a completely reimagined humidifier designed to elevate any space, offering the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's clean moisture combats dryness, dullness, and fine lines while strengthening the skin's barrier and boosting the effectiveness of topical skincare products. With its sleek design, Canopy is the cleanest and easiest humidifier on the market. With its unique technology, cleaning is as easy as popping it in the dishwasher. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code PODCAST at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Your skin will thank you.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
You've probably heard it said, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And that idea applies not just to words, but to the way you move through life. It's about setting an example, taking the lead, and adapting to whatever comes your way. That's why people love the Range Rover Sport. It's a vehicle that embodies that mindset, blending power, poise, and performance. With its distinctly British design and exquisite interiors, it's immediately clear this isn't just a car. It's a statement. Inside, innovations like the cabin air purification system and active noise cancellation create a level of comfort and control that feels effortless. And with 7 terrain modes and a choice of powerful engines, including a plug-in hybrid with an estimated range of 53 miles, the Range Rover Sport balances raw power with refinement. Dynamic, agile, and truly instinctive, it reflects a confident, intentional way of driving and living. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/US/sport.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.